all coming up in the next couple of hours here on Downtown. Let's start things out, though, by getting ready for the big game on Sunday as we get on board the G&M Family Market phone line and connect with Michael Whitmer of the Boston Globe out in Denver. Michael, how was your trip?
Uneventful, which is great.
Yeah, any trip that's uneventful this time of year is definitely a good thing. So any late injury news, any bizarre happenings to report as we get ready for the game?
Well, when I landed, I saw the injury report that the team sent out before they flew out. They're flying out as we speak. And I think I saw 16 players listed as questionable to play and nobody ruled out. So that's a positive sign, I guess, that no one has been ruled out to play. And a lot of guys that haven't been dinged up and were limited at practice this week haven't been ruled out. Are probably going to make the trip. And, you know, some of those guys will probably be game-time decisions. But for the most part, you know, even though the number of guys listed as questionable is high, I think the fact that no one's been ruled out is a good sign.
Well, of course, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, they get the headline billing here for this 17th matchup. But I wonder, do you feel like the Patriots' defense is even all that concerned with Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I do. I mean, they've said the right things. You know, look, you don't have to be a football expert to watch what Manning has done this year and notice that he's not the kind of player he used to be. His arm strength isn't as good, but that doesn't mean he can't hurt you. He will just mentally make sure that his offense is in the right play, and if it means checking down from a pass to a run to exploit a defensive look that the Patriots are giving, then he knows how to do that, and he will do that. So, you know, even though his physical skills might not be at their peak anymore, he's still a very experienced, very capable quarterback. And I think the Patriots are preparing for, you know, everything that he can bring. I mean, he can still make throws, but he's a lot more than that.
With the Denver Bronco defense being much more talented than it has been in years past, is this the week that the Patriots have to be more varied with their offense instead of what they did, like, say, last week?
That wouldn't hurt. You know, any defense, any good defense tries to get the offense one-dimensional. So I'm sure the Broncos would try to do that. And maybe, you know, I wrote a story, I don't know if it was this week or last week, can't remember when, but I'm not so sure that the Patriots have the kind of running game that can maybe strike fear into the Broncos. And if that's the case, if they are really not capable of generating a lot of positive yards on the ground, and Denver knows that, well, then they can just sort of focus on playing pass defense because, you know, stopping the run is not going to be a concern for them. So, you know, I would say if possible, they would love to establish any kind of ground game, which makes their passing game even better. But I'm not convinced that the guys that they have, no offense to Steven Jackson or James White or Brandon Bolden, I'm just not optimistic that they'll be able to run the ball well. So they'll have to pass it well, and they can do that. They've done that before. You know, people seem to forget that the last time they came here, they were really in control of that game into the fourth quarter. They were up 21-7. The game kind of turned on a muffed punt. So they put themselves in a position to beat the Broncos a few months back, and they'll look to do it again on Sunday.
What do you make of the chatter about going low on Gronkowski? Is that just the way to take a guy that size down, or do you think there's something malicious behind it?
I don't know. I don't think there's anything malicious behind it. I do think that there's probably some truth to what you said about a guy that big is not gonna be tackled by a guy who's smaller and doesn't weigh as much if that defensive player tries to bring him down high. You know, so you got to kind of chop him down. And you know, my guess is that the noise that some of the Broncos were chirping about this week was, you know, maybe a ploy or an attempt to get into Gronkowski's head a little bit, and maybe it worked. He fired off a tweet that some found offensive right away, and you know. But like he said this week, I think he was at the podium yesterday, and he said that he's been facing this pretty much all season long. He's just bigger than everybody else, and you know, the amount of time that the Patriots throw his way, the defense has to come up with a plan to try and bring him down, and more often they're doing that by going low. I know it makes Patriots fans kind of hold their breath every time he's got the ball in his hands until he's up again and not limping, but that's I guess for someone that large, that's the way to do it.
We're talking with Michael Widmer of the Boston Globe. He's out in Denver for the game Sunday afternoon. Michael, what's the biggest advantage the Patriots have in this game? Is it Brady? Is it Bill Belichick? Is it the experience of these big playoff games?
Well, I would think any time you've got Belichick on the sidelines and Brady is your starting quarterback, you go into a game confident that you'll be able to win. I think offensively they're going to be helped. We saw that last week with the return of some players that had been injured. Julian Edelman makes a huge difference to that offense. We saw it. He just kind of picked up where he left off. And if he can have a similar kind of game, he wasn't in uniform the last time the Patriots played the Broncos in November out here. Neither was Danny Amendola. So I think having those two guys back, in addition to having Brady slinging the ball and Belichick on the sidelines, it gives them a decided advantage.
Michael, thanks so much for making time for us this afternoon. Enjoy your time out there. Have a great time covering the game, and we'll talk with you again soon.
That sounds great. Enjoy the game.
Thank you. It's Michael Widmer of the Boston Globe. He's out in Denver for the big one Sunday afternoon.